This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. We begin with breaking news. Iran fired air defense batteries early Friday morning after reports of explosions near the city of Isfahan, according to the state-run news agency. It remained unclear if the country was under attack. However, the explosions occurred after Israel had promised retaliation for Iran's missile drone attack on Israel. Meantime, commercial flights began diverting their routes over western Iran without explanation early Friday, following reports of those explosions heard over the city of Isfahan. We will have more on this developing story as information becomes available. Please stay with VOA. As lawmakers in Congress edge closer to a vote on a $61 billion security assistance package for Ukraine, a top U.S. intelligence official warned that help cannot come soon enough. VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Selden reports.
CIA Director William Burns calls the situation dire and says Ukraine's fate may well hinge on what U.S. lawmakers do next.
There is a very real risk that the Ukrainians could lose on the battlefield by the end of 2024.
Speaking to an audience in Dallas, Burns described the U.S. supplemental assistance package as more than a lifeline for Kyiv in its war against Russia and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder.
The Ukrainians have demonstrated their resilience and their courage under fire. We have no reason to think that that's going to change, but we also understand the dire situation there right now, which is why, again, we would like very much to see the supplemental passed.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. And, of course, with the developing story in Iran with the explosions in the western area that we just reported, we'll have the very latest on that story as well.